Good vach. We hope you had a most enjoyable Shabbos. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Abi Mori, Rav Hill Ben Meir, Chamechel Zichrono Levracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Levracha. Learning in the shul this week has been graciously sponsored. Lili Nishmas Getzel Ben Yecheskel Mendel and Lili Nishmas Moshe Yisrael Ben Mordechai. And we are in Sefer Tilim. We are up to Mizmar Nun. Kapitel Nun, which describes the intense desire of Hashem to reveal himself to Am Yisrael. And this powerful desire is like a father wants to cover his son in his protective hug. And yet Hashem can't do this until they also show a desire to be close to him. And for those who ran away or moved away, this is a mean and a return to the idea of sacrifice. After all, Karov and Korban, right, are both with the same service. And the same shorish. And so here also, when we get into the technicalities of the psukim, we see that there is a question of Hashava being brought back closer. And finally, we outline the reward for each person according to his efforts. And so even the nations of the world who and the corrupt people of Am Yisrael will get punished, but those who sincerely looked for Hashem and paid tribute to him, they'll be able to appreciate him. And from here, we meet the person who was involved, the Paitan, Asaf. And who was Asaf? He was one of the composers who contributed to the Book of Tehillim, and he wrote 11 more kapitlach, and that makes him, after David HaMelech, the most popular. He was the leading musician in his time in Divrei HaYamim, and his name is often associated with that of David HaMelech. And we find when Chizkiyahu HaMelech rededicated the Beis HaMikdash, he wanted to use the words of David and Asaf HaChoza. And so we don't exactly know who Asaf was. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he was identified as one of the three sons of Korach, who wrote many of the Tehillim. But since he was a Talmud Chacham, he was composing Tehillim by himself, not just as the Bnei Korach. Rav says that no, in Shir Hashem Rabbah, Asaf could not have been one of Korach's sons, but whichever way it is, he certainly gets a very powerful place in our Tehillim. So Mizmor LeAsaf, El Elokim Hashem Diber, Vayikra Eretz Mimizrach Shem Hashem Mevoo, Asaf says, Almighty Hashem summoning the earth from the rising of the sun to the setting. And so that we describe Hashem as he appears in his role of the supreme judge in the period of time. And we juxtapose the word of Kel to Elohim to understand that he is the judge of all judges, and yet still he's Hashem. He has a midas harachamim. And when he spoke to all mankind to get him to do this in his service, he did it at a time when the entire human race consisted of individuals, like Adam and Chava, Noach and his sons. In the future, once again, he'll call out to mankind, but then he's going to judge them for having neglected him, and he'll bring them back from the Arba Kanfo Saaretz, from the Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mevo, from the four corners of the earth, from the sunrise to the sunset, so that, again, they're going to come and make war onto Yerushalayim, and he's going to destroy them, says the Radak. Mitzion Mechlal Yofi, out of Tzion, there will be a consummation of beauty, and Elohim Hofia, right? The bottom of the line is, because the nations of the earth didn't listen to Hashem's call, he abandoned them, and he chose one nation who did listen, says Sforno. Who is that? That was Am Yisrael. Yavo Elokeinu val yecharash ish lefanav tochel usvivav neshara ma'od. May our Hashem come and not be silent, a fire consuming before him, and his surroundings exceedingly turbulent. Hashem chose to conceal himself in this world, and he doesn't appear to give punishment to the Rishayim, nor to give reward to the Tzadikim. He even is silent in the face of atrocity, but with faith, we hope and daven that the silence will be broken in the future, and in the future, a fiery wrath will emanate and consume the Rishayim, who went away without any problem. So why does Hashem wait for the future to punish the nations while he allows them to terrorize Am Yisrael? Why does he do all those things? So the Ibitz brings down is that Hashem always pays closer attention to that which is in front of his eyes. So he pays attention to us to look at, and our slightest flaws are discernible. But those who are not, that's not the case, and they don't pay. They get away with a little bit more. Yikra el shamayim hayal bil haaretz l'din la din amo. The bottom line is he summons the heavens above and the earth so that he can avenge people. And the Radak quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, who says that the heavens refers to the soul, the earth refers to the body. Both will be called into account in this situation. And the people of the earth will ultimately, as Radak, they'll also ultimately be actually participating and bring their own punishment onto themselves. They will join all together, and that's the way it's going to go. Isfuli chasidai korsei brisi alei zavach, gather me my chasidim, the sealers of my covenant, through sacrifice. Hashem will cause natural forces of heaven and earth, and he'll demand the Gentile nations as well. Says Rashi in the Radak that they all assist in gathering the Nidchei Yisrael and bring them to Yerushalayim. Those who joined into the bris, and the heavens will say that Hashem is the Shofet Tzedek. Shemami v'adabeira Yisrael, and so pay attention, my people, and I'll speak. Yisrael va'ida bach Elokim Elokech Anochi, I'll bear witness against you, because the bottom line is my nation refers to the ordinary people. Yisrael refers to the elite, and all those who survive Hashem's initial purge will be basically people of fine character who need to be admonished for small stuff, right? And so Hashem will say, "You've seen me as Elokim, and now I'm going to be Elokecha." Lo al zvachecha ochichecha v'olosecha l'negdi tamid. I'm not going to rebuke you. If you forget to bring me zvachim, says Rashi, like the chatas of the Ashan, the truth is I want acts of atonement in this situation. Lo ekach mi beis chapar mi mechlosecha atudim. I don't take any bull from or any pens, any goats. Ki li kol chai so yarv, every animal in the forest, and behemos v'harei elef. I have the behemoth of 1,000 mountains. Yadati kolof harim viziz sadai imadi. I know every bird of the mountains and what creeps on the field. It's all with me. Im erav laomer lach kili sevel meloa. If I were hungry, wouldn't I tell you? The fact is that I own everything, and so therefore haochal b'sar abirim v'dama tudim eshta. Right? Do I need to eat the flesh of bulls or the blood of goats? Do I have to drink that? Right? Zvach leilokim toda v'shalim l'alim nidarecha. Just go ahead and offer the karbanos that you're supposed to be involved in. Ukraini biyom tzara achalatzchot chabdeni. Call me, and if you protected and took care of your speech by taking care of your nidarim, says Ibn Ezra, then I'll pay attention to your words, and then when you need me, I will release you, and you'll be able to be trusted, and you'll give honor to me. In other words, you honored me in the past by keeping my mitzvos. In response, I'll honor you now when you need me. However, for a Russia, I say to myself, in other words, and the Radak says the Russia here is the Talmud Chacham, whose outward piety is a mask for the failure to practice what he learns. That's a hypocrisy. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say to such a person, why do you say over my stuff while you're bringing Vatisa Brisi Ale Picha, while you're my covenant is on your lips? You hate the Musa words. You threw my words behind you. If you saw a thief, you said, good. And when you dealt with adulterers, that's where you hung out. You dispatched your mouth for evil, and your tongue spoke mirma. While you're sitting, you spoke badly about your family, and asisa v'cherashti. So you did all this, and I was quiet the whole time. You thought I'd be like you, that I'm going to give you Musar, and I'm going to reveal it in front of you. Binu nazo shochechei aloka penetrofein matziel. Right? Understand this. You forgot Hashem, lest I rip you apart, and there'll be none to set you free. Zoveach toda yichabdinani. With some derech arenu b'yesh elokim. Those who offer confession, they honor me. And then preparing the way, then I'll show him the salvation of Hashem. The best garbanos are brought by those who offer tshuva in the process, and they saw their error. And then such a person gets kavod. So ve'ach toda yichabdenuni. It's not that you just get up and give speeches. It's the key thing over here is that you prepare the way. I ask from a sinner, make the first move. Like the guy used to say on TV, I can't call you, you have to call me first. And then I'll respond. B'sam derech, I'm preparing the path. Erenu b'yesh elokim, on the future day, I'll reveal the good fortune, which was always reserved for the tzaddikim, and it was concealed. At that time, I won't keep it concealed, I'll reveal it. So declares Hashem, and so it should be. We wait for that opportunity as we come out of the Shabbos, where we introduced ourselves to Parshas HaKorbanos. Hopefully we'll be able to benefit from it. Everyone have a wonderful day and a fantastic Shabbos.